as you know, you can buy automobiles that are pretty functional in many areas and maybe not that expensive to purchase on the front end, but then the gas mileage and other considerations sometimes make it a costly endeavor to own them. Same thing in talking about HVAC systems. A lot of the more traditional, smaller systems are less expensive to buy and install at the front end, but cost a lot more in maintenance, replacement, capital improvement, and energy throughout the life of that building than it would if they bought a different type of system. So systems are available to be looked at sort of in a life cycle way that would allow the optimal operation and optimal efficiency of those systems to really determine what the life cycle cost will ultimately be over a 25-year span where they serve that building.